Teaching about ag. Welcome and hello again, everyone, for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox. You know, this summer, while most teachers are taking some much-deserved time off from school, many decided to continue their education by taking part in the National Ag in the Classroom Conference held this summer in Kansas City. About 500 teachers nationwide and volunteers and staff attended, including 25 teachers from here in Tennessee. Elementary teacher Melanie Pitcock of Lincoln County says it was worth it to get new ideas to incorporate for her kids.
All of the sessions have been great, but there was one session that was especially great for me and my age children. It was called the Baker's Dozen, and she had all kinds of books, literature, and activities that go with those books, and it really covered each season. There was something for spring, something for summer, something for fall, something for winter. So she was really very informative and gave some great ideas of activities to use and hands-on in the classroom.
The Ag in the Classroom program helps teachers get the message out to their students about the importance of agriculture in our daily lives, and there's material for grades pre-K through 12. East Robertson High School ag teacher Will Elliott was one of 11 teachers recognized nationally at the conference for some of the innovative ways he helps his students to learn about agriculture. And he learned himself at the conference about new ways to teach about drones.
We learned how to simplify and how to teach actually the directions of a drone and the different types of drones that I didn't even know about. So in learning that and seeing the materials of the foam airplanes and how to build a paper plate airplane and what a proctocopter is, those kinds of things are something that I can take back and incorporate in those lessons and make them even better.
Teaching our kids about agriculture in the classroom. For Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.